From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Growing concern in the ag industry that the Trump administration is positioning itself to withdraw from NAFTA. But Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says he's confident of a positive outcome. In a Brownfield report, Perdue says he believes the president is willing to fight for America, and at the end of the day, that's what will happen. According to TheHill.com, Trump told Republican senators the U.S. may need to start the six-month NAFTA withdrawal process to reach a better agreement with Canada and Mexico. Farm groups continue to express concern about the future of the renewable fuel standard under the Trump administration. Minnesota Farm Union President Gary Wertisch says even though the EPA has withdrawn its proposal to cut 2018 renewable volume requirements for advanced biofuels, support seems lukewarm at best. He tells Brownfield President Trump's campaign trail enthusiasm for renewable fuel contradicts the appointments of Secretaries Pruitt and Perry. The Food and Drug Administration plans to revoke a health claim that consumption of soy protein can help reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. In a proposed rule published in the Federal Register, FDA lays out the case for why the health claim should be removed from food labeling, saying there is no longer significant scientific agreement on the relationship between soy protein consumption and coronary heart disease. FDA estimates 200 to 300 food products bear this health claim. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.